9 days' time, Port Adelaide will take to the field in an elimination final against the West Coast Eagles. Our next guest, Coach Ken Hinckley, is no doubt looking forward to that, and he joins us now. Ken, thanks for joining us, mate.
Afternoon, boys.
G'day.
Firstly, congratulations on your return to the finals action. This year, four more wins. Your percentage improved by 23%. That's a great response.
Yeah, really pleased, Bix. I mean, we've done a lot of work right through from the summer starting and to get to this point, and we knew it was going to be a challenge for us all the way through, but credit to the boys and the way the club's handled everything, we've managed to get there.
You ticked that box and a home final. Was it on expectation below or right smack on in your eyes?
Oh, look, I suppose we're always aiming to be higher, I suppose, Rowie, but from, you know, we're 1.5 games from the top of the ladder and we're two games inside the eight. So, you know, at the start of the year, I think if you had said to us, you know, we'd finish fifth, yes, we would have loved to finish first and we would want to finish first, but we would have been probably pretty pleased to take that opportunity.
Yeah, 22 home and away games, it doesn't lie. It's a big
sample size.
If we look at all the key stats and the ones that everyone likes, whether it be contested ball, score from stoppage, inside 50s, disposals per goal, you're top four. So for me, that paints a picture of your style. But against top four teams, or for that matter, top eight teams, it hasn't stood up. Have you worked out why?
Yeah, I suppose it's, I mean, the facts are the facts. We have been beaten by a number of those sides. No, we did beat West Coast at home. We did beat Sydney at home. And we did lose to Geelong by 2 points when an umpiring decision went badly against us.
Yep.
So, and we lost the first showdown by a small margin. Yes, we got belted in two games against Essendon and the Crows, and we understand that. But I think, you know, as much as people want to make a big issue out of that, I don't think there'd be many sides, you know, that excited about coming up against us in the final.
Too right. Your players have had some downtime. We spoke with a couple of them last night at our 5AA award. So they come back. Have they been a bit refreshed? Have you noticed a spring in their step? And they excited about the week that's ahead of them?
Yeah, well, Vic, we all know, don't we? It's that time of the year. If they didn't come back with a spring in their step today, there'd be some issues. They're all pretty excited. And, you know, we've got the Magpies playing finals this weekend and then followed up by the Power the following week. So it's a pretty pretty jovial place, a pretty excited place, and, you know, a place that seems to be pretty determined to get somewhere.
You've been really bold with your selection of some of your young talent. Will you continue with that over the coming weeks?
Yeah, look, I like to reward form, and our form's been really strong, and more often than not, that's where we will probably stay. And, you know, that doesn't mean we won't make change, but at this point in time, you know, we've got a really healthy list. We'll see how the Maggies play this week, see how some players play in the Magpies this week, and then make some decisions, you know, early next week.
You've been brave as a collective selection group, six debutantes. Did you personally have to flex a bit with that?
The coach always gets a little bit of a say, Rowie, but
but it just seems like this year, more than other years or last year, you know, you kept going back to, inverted commas, Ken, and it's a bad word to say, but the same well. But now you are trusted and playing these debutants, more so than you have in the last 2 years.
Yeah, look, yeah, obviously we've played a few more this year, but I suppose since we've been together as a coaching group from my time through, we haven't been frightened to play young players. And if they're playing well enough, you know, we're quite happy to give them those opportunities. That's the key, though. That's to be playing well enough. And, you know, we've been able to stick with them, like Ollie in his first year and, you know, Darcy Byrne-Jones last year. And we've got Power Pepper again this year and Houston this year. We haven't just given them one or two games. We've been prepared to stick with them. And I think we're getting some reward from that.
Todd Marshall, Aidan Johnson, Houston, Howard Bonner, I just named a few, all under 20 games. You love rewarding, winning form. You've won your last three. So they'll all play in that first elimination final.
Yeah, that's to be decided. I mean, they've certainly given themselves a great opportunity because we've played well in the last 3 weeks leading into the final. So those boys are in the side, get first look at it, I suppose, more often than not. But as I said, we won't be frightened to look at form this week and make some decisions based on, you know, who we're playing and where we're playing, you know, and what type of side they put on the park.
I look at a Jackson Trengove, can do no more when he's gone back. He's a lion heart. He carried the team last year, or helped to. Ken, I know you would have had some man conversations with him. How is the lad and what's his likelihood for the first final?
Oh, look, he's in as good a form as anyone that's not in the side, and, you know, we're not trying to say that. Jacko, you said you have man conversations. The one thing you do have with Jackson Trengove is the grown-up conversations, and they're really mature conversations. He understands exactly what's going on. Yes, he's disappointed that he's not in the side, but as I've said to him again, you know, this week. He can't be doing any more with his own form. He's just got to maintain that form now and wait for the opportunity, whether we decide to pick him in a position that suits us first and then him. We're still yet to make that decision. But, you know, I'm really proud of the way Jacko's gone about things in his three games at the Maggies.
It's an interesting conundrum this week. You're playing the West Coast Eagles. We've just discussed the young players that you have in your team. They're at the other end of the spectrum. Petrie, Pritis, Mitchell, all playing their last game. Lacroix may be doing the same. So they've got a very experienced side, and you've a little bit the other way.
Yeah, they have. There's no doubt. I think that'd be the oldest team perhaps in the competition in the final eight, in the top eight sides at the moment, you know, probably bar none. But they're really talented players. They're not like they're... you know, they're terrible players. We have great respect for what Sam and Pritis and Petrie have been able to do, because they've been great players for such a long period of time. And we know, given space, they can still do some damage. Mm. Our challenge is to make sure their whole side, not just their more senior players, their whole side's put under pressure.
We had Lee Matthews on last night, and we loved chatting with Lee, and he was discussing, he thought every side has a point of difference slash competitive advantage. What would you describe Port Adelaide's competitive advantage?
Oh, we'd like to think it's our ability to pressure sides as much as we possibly can. I mean, clearly we're still building our front end. Our young back end is, you know, they're both ends of the ground are quite young for us, but we think we've put on an enormous amount of pressure, and we've been able to do that really well right throughout the season. I think we've finished second for points against, you know, we're, as you said, all the stats that say you're a pretty good side, we're pretty highly ranked in them. And I think the major one for us is our defensive pressure.
Ball in hand, decision-making under pressure for finals, it goes up a gear. You're happy in that area?
Yeah, I think we've actually, and particularly in the last month, I think we've actually shown some real improvement again from where we started the year to where we are now. And you know, again, you know, we're able to use the ball. It looks like we're a little bit more composed at the moment now. You know, we had the game at Ballarat against the Bulldogs, which was a really high-pressure game. And then last week, let's not be silly, we had a game where it was pretty much on our terms the way we played it. So that wasn't a great test of our ball use. But we think over the course of the season we have improved significantly, but we're about to find out.
Paddy Ryder, what great reward. An All-Australian, thoroughly deserved.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely no doubt about that. And I don't think there's any doubt that both the Adelaide... to Adelaide, but Ruckman in the town would have been worthy All-Australian rankings. I'm really proud for Paddy with his story of where he's come back from and what he's had to endure. And you know, I think back to that first photo he took 1 minute after midnight when he was allowed to come back to the place. And yeah, you know, he really missed his footy. And you know, I'm just so pleased for him. And I'm obviously the team's very pleased to have him back because of what he's been able to do for us. But you know, him and Robbie, great reward for what the team's been able to do. And you only get that from the team. You see Adelaide, they have eight in the squad. That only comes about because of the team and the team's performance. It doesn't come about because of individuals.
We speak to your midfielders a lot. I know the answer to this, and I'm sure I know your answer. But do you rate the value of the ruckman, the tap ruckman, the importance of that craft, the art of ruck work, the connection between ruckman and midfield? I said a bit at the start of the show, I still think it's the most important position on a field. I look at your team last year, you didn't make the finals. You put Paddy Ryder in there. You're a six-goal-better team. Where do you sit with that philosophy, if you like, Ken?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. No, you know, we talked a lot last year. You know, Jacko, as you said, was lion-hearted for us in the ruck, but we were always coming up a negative base from ground level. And with Paddy, we certainly get to be a little bit more on the front foot, and that certainly helps us. There's no doubt about that, and there's no denying that. And the change of rules has certainly also helped Paddy Ryder. You know, those blokes that don't have a third man up against him. I think we're actually seeing the pure art of ruck work back in the game, and I think that's been really good for the game. And, you know, Sardi was obviously very strong on keeping the third man out. We had a good ruckman, but hopefully it'd be equally as strong just for the good of the game and the rucks in the game that they get to use their craft.
Are you clear, is Lady clear and Paddy clear of what is an infringement in the ruck? Because I'm bloody not, Ken, and I'd hate
to see really,
it.
We're really clear. Yeah. We're really clear, Rowie. We wait for the umpire to blow his whistle and point.
Oh, no, Ken. But, mate, it's finals time. We all need to be on the same page. Can I help you? Do you want me to ring Kenno?
No, we'll be right. We'll just play with the rules that we've got. They're a little bit confusing. There's no doubt about that at the time. But, it's pretty difficult. And both ruckmen, as long as they get a good jump at the ball, you know, I think, look, the finals, we tend to see the umpiring becomes a little less involved. And I hope that's the case, because let the boys go about their work and may the best team win.
Jack Homps went in and had a bit of floating bone removed from his hip. Clearly that's been bothering him for some time, and it's affected his form.
We said all along that Jack's physical ability was what was letting him down more than anything else, and we know how good a player he's been for us over the journey. And the start of the year, he was going really well, and then his hip started giving him some grief. and you could see it just took some agility and some speed away from him that he needs and relies upon. And you know, the decision was made based on, look, we need Jack Holmes for a long, long period of time, and to get his hip fixed now has given him the best opportunity to have a good pre-season, because he's had a couple of pre-seasons back-to-back that haven't been great. And I think the key for us is to make sure he had a good one this year.
And the other one, Chad Wingard, we saw the little incident where his ankle was fallen on by the Gold Coast player. Has he come up okay?
Yeah, they're all fine, to be fair. There's probably, on our list, bar Frampton and Homsch, you know, Jonas is suspended. Outside that, we've got everyone available for the next couple of weeks.
So Burjo just waltzes back from England, from Arsenal. He just pats everyone on the back. He goes, yeah, I'm back. Have a look at us, guys. Good to have him back, yeah. Kenny. And how long's he here? Just tell us where that's at.
Yeah, no, look, he's here for about a week, and he's just here to have a look and make sure, you know, how things have gone. Look, as I said after the game the other night, we've been really blessed. He's trained up a great group of people under him. We haven't missed a beat since he's been gone. Yes, we missed Darren, and we want him to do really well in his next little adventure, but he's done a great job for the club. We're in great hands, and, you know, we've been able to maintain that healthy list since he's been gone. And, yep. You know, he's back. I reckon he's back in town this week as much as any, because Arsenal got beat 4-0.
Oh, yeah. He got out of town.
He got out of town. Well, they have got the break because the Socceroos are playing. That's an international break. Was the group tonguing it for the bye, and are you a fan of this bye?
Well, I suppose from our point of view, it's obvious that we would perhaps benefit the most. Given that we have played since round eight, you know, yep. and even after the round eight game, we only had a 9 or a 10 day break, so we didn't have a traditional 14 day break for a bye. So, you know, we've enjoyed the break and we've needed the break, and it was a great opportunity for us to freshen the boys up. The challenge is to come out and make sure we're ready to go, because we know game one after the bye, she's elimination final stakes, and you have to win.
Mm. Just a slightly off track. Stephen Hocking was announced as the general manager of footy at the AFL. I take it you would have been at Geelong when he was there?
Yeah, look, I spent a lot of time with Hock. I spent a lot, even when I was back there coaching, yeah. And we played together, and then I went back coaching. And Hock and I basically travelled the highway together for 7 years when we were going up and back for away games to Melbourne. And, you know, we spent a lot of time in the car, lots of conversations. He's such a good operator. He's going to be a fantastic addition to the AFL. He'll have just pure, like Mark Evans, they'll have pure common sense when it comes to football decisions.
Right.
I think, you know, match review and things like that, Hock's such a black and white type operator, I think, and you'll find that I think there'll be some, you know, again, some good adjustments made by Hock that will only benefit the game.
Okay. And that's great to have a mate that's in there. Doesn't hurt Ken. Have
friends in high places.
Friends in high places. Kay Hinkley.
I reckon once they join AFL House, they become different, and they a bit like senior coaches. They reckon we go crazy. I reckon maybe when you go to the AFL House, you become a bit different too.
Jasper Pittard, free agent signed, brilliant. I was rapt for little Sammy Gray. Crikey, has he just improved week on week, year upon year? Like Kay's an improvement. Talk about Japan. Who else is out that needs signing?
Look, there's still a handful of them still out, and obviously with any team at this time of the year, you've got some list management decisions, which at this time of the year, I'd definitely leave up to Cripper to go through and let him manage his way through that. There'll be players that will be out that we would like to have signed, but I'm sure Jason and the rest of the boys are working their way through that, and by the end of the year, we'll have the list where we'd like it.
Yep. We've got Brad Scott later. He just penned a new deal. He had a year to run on his contract. I thought that was a great call. You're the same position. You've got a year to run on yours. Have you started negotiations or discussions? Have they said, hey, Ken, we need to talk?
Well, if we had, I wouldn't talk about it, one. And two, it's not something that we need to even worry about right now from my own point of view, because we're in the middle of starting a finals campaign. The last thing, like a player, the last thing you want to do is get distracted. I'm not prepared to get distracted. The club's not prepared to get distracted. All those things get taken in the privacy of inside our four walls, and that's the way they should stay.
No, well done. I knew. I just had to ask Bix. Bix is looking at me. I had to ask Kenny, because I'm trying to protect Ken's interest, Bix.
Yeah,
I don't want to,
you're a loving guy.
You're in the circle. I know you don't want to comment on other players, but we're hearing Dustin Martin's re-signed. As a football thing, I hope that is the case, Ken. I love seeing players stay at the one club. It's certainly the Stars.
Yeah, look, I'm the same. I have no problem. And I think if that's the case, you know, I'd find it incredibly difficult with Dusty to leave with the season he's had, the way Richmond have been playing, with the way everything's positioned. It looks like he's, you know, he's obviously, got, to my eye, he's going to stay. And like you, Roy, I like the fact that happens. But there is a new industry we're in now. It is a bit different. And I think at some stage, very, very soon, we're probably going to be faced with the, you know, the NRL situation, where a player at some point in season is going to nominate his club of choice for the next season, which will be really difficult for AFL to handle initially. But I think when it does happen, we'll probably get over some of the hysterics that goes on between, you know, mid-year and the end of the year.
Yeah, we've got to get that right. Hey, Kenny, Crows v Port in a final. I can smell it. Ken, it is destined. You win, as in Port, Crows lose, bang, it's the week after. If you both keep winning, you'll meet in a grand final. Oh, I can smell it, Kenny, I can smell it.
Wouldn't that be big in Adelaide, eh? It'd be exciting to be a part of, very nerve-wracking, but very exciting to be a part of. And obviously, from what we've done against the Crows this year, we'd be a bit more nervous than they would be. But, we look forward and hopefully we earn that opportunity to get another crack at them, and we look forward to that day.
You get what you deserve, you certainly do. You've said that. I just got a feeling you're going to have a fantastic finals campaign as a club. Bix, we both agree
not
on that. Good luck. Have a crack. Swing hard. You always do. And we love having a chat with you, Ken. Thanks for your time.
Go on, you boys.
Yep. Good luck, Ken. There you go. Ken Hinckley. We love talking to Ken. Brought to us by Aussie Fast. For all your transport solutions, call 131770.
He's a ripper.
Or visit aussiefast.com.au. You can hear it in his voice. He's excited. He would have had just a little bit of time away from the club. He comes back with a spring in his step. The whole
Bix, I'm up on my toes,
playing
mate.
Group. See what else is interesting? The fact that Port Adelaide are still going to be playing in the Sandfall, that is a massive advantage. We heard Josh Jenkins earlier in the show talk about the Crows trying to organise a trial match if they were to
with
have
the GWS
if they were to have a win
second team,
and have another break. So because they've got their guys that aren't in the main side, they've got nothing. They're done. They're finished for the year. They need to have some match practice. But Port Adelaide still playing in the Sandfall finals is a very, very good position to be in.
6 minutes to five. Ken Hinckley for Aussie Fast.